This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and this is Occasional Miscellany number 6 on March the 21st, 2008. Today, March the 21st, as well as being the vernal equinox and the new year in some parts of the world, is World Poetry Day. And no, I didn't know about it either. Not until I was alerted by an email from Milou of Poetry for Kids. Thanks for that, Milou. And isn't it marvellous that poetry has its own international day? After all, there are national reading weeks and poetry weeks, but surely poetry transcends the national and it deserves a worldwide celebration. Well, apparently it has one. The listeners to this podcast, Classic Poetry Aloud, are a pretty international bunch too. Milou describes herself as a Swedish-German girl, but I speak English and Spanish too. I live in Buenos Aires, Argentina. That sounds about right for today's world. Classic Poetry Aloud has over 10,000 regular listeners, like Milou, on every continent, listeners who've joined us since the podcast began on the 15th of May 2007, when 4 people downloaded a reading of Shelley's Ozymandias. Since then, we've notched up 500,000 downloads. Thank you for your continued and growing support. It occurred to me that today would be the perfect day to look back over the past 10 months and answer the question, what is the world's most popular poem? What's the favourite poem? It's subjective, isn't it? There is a mailing list for regular Classic Poetry Aloud listeners, and if you want to join it, mail classicpoetryaloud@yahoo.co.uk. You get a little bit of extra information about each poem. Some of them have come to me with their favourite poems, and we'll have those in a minute. In addition, I've also looked at the comments that poems have attracted on the Classic Poetry Aloud website, but ultimately there's only one objective way to answer this question: which poem has been downloaded the most often? In a moment, we'll go to the numbers and count down the world's top 5 favourite poems. But first, let's see what some individual listeners have said. Well, Rui Remedios puts in a vote for After Great Pain, A Formal Feeling Comes, by what he calls the inimitable Emily Dickinson. Yes, Rui, it's a great poem, and I'm aware that Classic Poetry Aloud's 3 poems by Dickinson are not enough, so you can expect more from her this year. A strong supporter of Classic Poetry Aloud, Jesse Nichols of Michigan, votes for Adelstrop by Edward Thomas, that marvellous invocation of the English countryside and a moment's peace made all the more poignant by the imminence of the First World War. A listener with the marvellous pseudonym of Nero Schizo says that he'd plump for Play a Piano by John Updike, while Reading is Dangerous from Armenia chooses 2. On the modern side, Not Exactly the Sun by Bukowski. Reading is Dangerous says it's not exactly a classic, or not yet, but there is something about it. But adds that from recent readings on Classic Poetry Aloud, he or she would choose Darkness by Lord Byron. Ah, Lord Byron. More about that in a minute. Well, these are all good reasons for loving a particular poem, but what do the numbers say? Now, at this stage, of course, Classic Poetry Aloud's statistic and legal department adds, this is not a representative sample of the world's population. Other poets and poems are available. Living writers are available too, and languages other than English do exist. Whew. Right, with the small print out of the way, let's count down the world's top 5 favourite poems. At number 5 is that opium-induced vision of Xanadu's temple, Kubla Khan, by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. At number 4 is the poem which has attracted a great number of comments on the Classic Poetry Aloud website, William Shakespeare's Sonnet 18, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day? It's popular, but not popular enough to gain the top spot. Shakespeare, of course, is currently underrepresented, like Dickinson, on Classic Poetry Aloud, and that's because I've been holding back on his work for a week-long festival of Shakespeare's poetry to coincide with his birthday of April the 23rd. Maybe next year he'll have more downloads. At 3rd place on the list is Rudyard Kipling's perennial favourite If. Kipling only has 3 readings at present, and he's the most popular poet when measured by the average number of downloads by poem. You can tell I had a lot of fun looking at these statistics. Second on the list, a poet who's got the greatest number of downloads overall. The poem begins, season of mist and mellow fruitfulness, and of course it's John Keats's Ode to Autumn. Before I name the winner, I should add that this look back and poring over the statistics of Classic Poetry Aloud and its archive of over 180 readings has made me realise that some of the older readings aren't getting as much of an airing. And I'm going to rectify that in the coming weeks. I'll have a weekly From the Vault reissue of readings from the past. To see the list of this year's top 10 most popular poems, go to classicpoetryaloud.com. But enough teasing. It's time to rip open the golden envelope. What is the world's favourite poem? I'm not at all surprised that the most popular poem is from Byron. After all, his writing seems to fly off the page, and it makes immediate sense, both to native and non-native speakers of English, and for that reason, Byron is, after Shakespeare, probably the most internationally read English poet. Now, yes, Byron can be dark, deadly dark, and he can be rude and sensual and very, very funny. But I'm delighted to say that his most popular poem, the world's favourite poem, as downloaded by you, the listening public, is none of these. It's a simple love poem. And what does that say about us? That we prefer sentiment to reality? I prefer to think that it shows that love conquers all in the end. It is She Walks in Beauty. She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meets in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days and goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I've enjoyed reading the world's favourite classic poetry aloud.